Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. The recent controversy surrounding decisions by the national Susan G. Komen for the Cure are affecting the local affiliate. Participants in this year's race for the Cure in Utah are down so far. Supporters worry that could affect local breast health programs. So today on the program, we're talking about the debate over Planned Parenthood funding and the work that Komen funds do here in Utah. Joining me now is Debbie Mintoff. She is executive director of the Utah affiliate of Susan G. Komen for the Cure. And Debbie, thanks so much for your time today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure Salt Lake City is set for this Saturday, May 12th, here at Library Square. Registration opens at 6:30, with the races starting at 8 a.m. And for more information, you can go to our website, kcpw.org. I'm curious if the Planned Parenthood controversy is influencing your decision to run in this year's Race for the Cure. If you've got questions or comments about Komen's support for mammograms and research and breast cancer patients, you can give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. And Debbie Mintoff, we need to get this out of the way.
Yeah.
let's recap the controversy just as a refresher for listeners. The National Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation announced it would no longer give grants to Planned Parenthood for mammograms. It recanted that decision. Were the local chapters consulted in this decision?
No, but that has led to a lot more of a participatory trend in future. A lot more. We have a whole new structure going on with the national organization so that we will have a bigger voice in decisions like this.
So when you heard about the announcement, how did you react? What went through your mind?
Well, it was really interesting to see the public's reaction. And, you know, our Facebook got quite a few hits. Our board of directors was pretty unanimous in the sense that they felt that we had a role in supporting women's breast health. And to be clear, there are some Planned Parenthoods in the nation that do mammography here locally. Our support has simply been to provide breast health information cards. And, you know, we feel if that's a need, that we would like to continue to fulfill that need. So when the decision was reversed a few days later, our board was supportive of that reversal.
Last year, you had about 8,000 people sign up for the Race for the Cure. And this year, you're at about 6,000. How much of this dip do you attribute to the national controversy?
I think a fair amount of it is due to that. I think people became a little confused as to, and I think people don't honestly know what we do here in the local community. I don't think people realize, I know I for one did not, that 75% of the funds raised here locally stay here in the community, and that we partner with organizations like Utah Cancer Control, Huntsman Cancer Institute, Cancer Wellness House, groups that support refugee and minority communities. We're a major support source of fundraising, of grant making for these groups. And yet we have a very small staff, very streamlined. We raise a lot of money through the race because of its size and its appeal.
Mm. Speaking with Debbie Mintoff, she is executive director of the Utah affiliate of the Susan G. Komen for the Cure. And of course, the Race for the Cure is happening this upcoming Saturday. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. You mentioned briefly some of the projects the Komen funds are used for and what they support here in Utah. Let's talk a little bit more about where the money goes. You provide financial support for breast cancer patients, and define what that means. What does that mean? Are you giving people funds on how to live? Are you providing housing? How exactly do you support patients who are struggling with breast cancer?
Well, what we do is we have a refined grants application process. So we invite any nonprofit and more recently, we're expanding to the whole state. So in the future, we'll be inviting grants from anybody in Utah that's a nonprofit that has a breast cancer health treatment, education, or screening need to apply to us for a common grant. Then we have an independent panel of reviewers that goes through and assesses those needs, ranks the grants in order of importance and impact, and then we give money away. And this year we've just awarded $635,000 to local organizations, which is huge. So anything from screening mammograms for the uninsured and underinsured to patient support groups to even transportation to get women from their homes in more remote areas to their radiation or chemo treatments.
Those free mammograms are needed here in Utah. We have a very low rate of people getting screening.
We do. We're second lowest in the nation.
Why is that?
There isn't a hard and fast reason that people have been able to pin down. There are several theories. One is that women feel that they're not at risk. If they don't have breast cancer in the family, they feel that they're not at risk. There's also an indication that if women are uninsured, then they have that they're less likely to go and have a mammogram. So that's a gap that we directly fill. And there's another theory that, Utah women, typically we have, larger families. And so sometimes women are more busy taking care of their family's needs than they are maybe of their own healthcare needs. Mm. But it is very, very important that people do go and get screened because it is early detection that saves lives.
I understand that the local Komen chapter is supporting some interesting research going on up at Huntsman Cancer Institute. Tell us about that.
That's right. I mentioned earlier that 75% of our net funds stay here locally. And the other 25% does go back to Komen headquarters, but I have to underscore the fact that that's for research, not for admin. And then what happens is that they're the experts at determining what the research needs are nationally, and they assess different grant applications from across the country. And right now there's a $180,000 Komen grant that's being undertaken at Huntsman. So even when we send the money out back to our national office in Dallas, it ends up often coming back to Utah. And Dr. Tom Marshall is currently working on research to try and prevent breast cancer tumors from spreading, because that's when they become more life-threatening.
So the spread of tumors. Breast cancer, you've been doing the Race for the Cure, and which really catapulted this issue into the public mindset since the late 90s, I believe. It's still an important issue, though.
It is. 250 Utah women are likely to die of breast cancer this year. So even though the survival rate is improving, there's now a 98% chance of having a 5-year survival rate if cancer is detected early. So, but that also doesn't tell the story about all the side effects and the fact that if breast cancer is detected later, that the prognosis is not so good. So it's still a huge, huge issue. And 12,000 Utah women are likely to be diagnosed this year with breast cancer.
Speaking with Debbie Mintoff, she is executive director of the Utah affiliate of Susan G. Komen for the Cure. The Race for the Cure, of course, happening this Saturday. And you've got a new location. Why did you move to Library Square?
Well, actually, it was a lot to do with tracks and, a lot of the work that's going on tracks around the city that made it no longer feasible to be at the Gateway this year. So we're very happy to be here at Library Square.
So tell us about the logistics of this year's race. Where will it be? What's the course look like?
The course will take you south from Library Square and back up the west side of Liberty Park. It's a 5K, begins 8:30 on Saturday morning. There is a 1-mile run or walk. Participants do not have to run. They can walk. You can register right up until the morning of the race online. And you can come here to Library Square on the day before the race to register, pick up T-shirts, and learn a little bit more about what will be happening on Saturday.
And again, this race is very important for the local chapter. It's your primary fundraiser.
It is. It's our flagship fundraiser. It's an incredible emotional event. It brings awareness to our mission, to the cause. And it's just an incredible opportunity for women and their families to get out and make an impact and celebrate their loved ones. It's also, traditionally, it's on Mother's Day weekend, so it's a great way to kick off Mother's Day Mother's Day Sunday.
And so far, 6,000 people signed
up? Right now, we almost have 10,000 people signed up. So last year, it was 16,000 total. We're tracking a little bit lower than that, more like 12,000, 13,000. So if we can get numbers up, it will just mean all the more granting that we can do for our local community here in Utah.
Mm-hmm. Debbie Mintoff, Executive Director of the Utah affiliate of Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Because this is your primary fundraiser, I mean, what do you think it's going to take to move beyond the controversy of earlier this spring caused by the funding associated with Planned Parenthood?
Well, I think the one wonderful thing about the controversy is that we have been able to engage in more of a dialogue with the local community about what we actually do. So I think we've increased awareness about that significantly. And we see that as an important job of ours in the future, is really establishing who we are and what we mean to Utah.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line message for people who are thinking, well, maybe I'll give the race a try. What do you think will convince them to join your effort?
I think just knowing really that what we do with the funds is really, really key. There's so much Komen-funded stuff that goes on in the community that people might not know about. So many women out there may have had a free mammogram that was funded by Komen grants. We have a very small staff, so in the past we haven't had the opportunity, the resources, to really let people know that we're behind a lot of the breast cancer programs. If there have been support programs, retreats, help in many, many ways, awareness, like I say, transportation to treatment, people may not have known that that was due to Komen funding. So that's definitely a message we'd like to get across, and that's, you know, it's important for people to come out and support the race. It's an easy way. We rely on thousands of people are making small donations or large donations. We have teams. It's just a really great way of mobilizing the community and getting them out there. Lots of people making a very big impact.
Mm. So in some ways, the bright side of a controversy is that you have heightened awareness, some publicity out there.
We've been making lemonade as fast as we can.
Speaking with Debbie Mintoff, she is executive director of the Utah affiliate of Susan G. Komen for the Cure. And again, the Race for the Cure Salt Lake City is set for this Saturday, May 12th, here at Library Square. Registration is open at 6:30 that morning. And there's much more information and links on our website, kcpw.org. And Debbie, thanks very much for the time, and good luck with the event.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Thanks to Katie Sheen Abbott and to Lauren Hendrickson. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Coming up tomorrow, a discussion about mercury in the Great Salt Lake and how to reduce that contamination. We hope you'll join us for that conversation. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.